The State House of Representatives has passed a comprehensive police accountability proposal. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano was inside the chamber when it went through.
As the House bill passed, New Haven Democrat Robin Porter celebrated with other members of the state legislature's Black and Puerto Rican caucus in the well of the chamber. She's advocated for police accountability in her 6 years as a lawmaker. Back in 2017, Porter unsuccessfully pushed a reform bill on inappropriate use of force. Porter says this effort is overdue.
It took a lot of faith. The odds were stacked against us, and we had to believe in something bigger than ourselves because this is bigger than us, and that was what did it for me.
House Republican leader Themis Claridis wasn't hugging anyone after the vote. She's worried about the changes in the bill to qualified immunity, protections for police from civil liability.
Once qualified immunity starts to get nicked away at, which this starts, there should be no cop that feels safe going on the road and going to work without having his own insurance.
Even if the bill goes all the way, Connecticut police won't pay out of pocket in any civil suit unless they're guilty of malicious, willful, and wanton conduct. The bill, which also addresses the mental health of police officers and how to best investigate police use of force, now moves on to the Senate. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.